And the thing that a spider spins to catch bugs in?
It's web.
Okay. You ever hear it called, is it a spider web or a cobweb or what?
Yeah, it could be cobwebs, but yeah, I guess.
And sometimes when a tree gets blown over in a storm, you say it got blown over by the what? No, I mean, the things came in...
By a tree?
Yeah, okay. What kind of tree do they make sugar out of? Up north, especially.
It's going to say maple, but is that right?
That's one of the kind. Do you have any, what kind of trees do you have around here mostly?
We have oak and pine. Well, down the bottom we have poplar. Some beech, I guess. I say, or beech gum, sweet gum.
You have any sycamore?
Some, I believe. Sycamore, you know. Black gum, I guess. I say, where did you get sweet gum from? You know what sweet gum is?
I've heard, yeah, I know.
Or did you ever chew and get sweet gum?
I've been known to chew a little sweet gum. I think that's from a black.
Or do we call it sweet gum tree?
I don't remember. I hadn't thought of that in a long time.
See, I guess you just say sweet gum tree, wouldn't you? Or what we call it.
What about vines and things that you get in the woods that might make you break out and itch? Plants.
I call it poison oak, but they're really poison oak and poison ivy too.
Are they two different kinds? I call them the same thing, I guess.
Well, most of the time we say poison oak, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the vine grows kind of up, the poison oak grows kind of up, and the vine kind of runs more.
Oh. Well, I hadn't thought about that. One of them's kind of a bush, isn't it?
Yeah, and one of them kind of grows on trees. I mean, if you'll notice that the vine does.
Right up to the side of the tree.
We have a lot out here at this fence between us and these other people. I guess you call it, I don't know, really. Anyway, it's on the fence. It might be poison ivy, might not.
What kind of berries do you grow around here, let's say, in a garden?
Strawberries.
Okay. You ever grow any raspberries?
Not sure we had. I said, I believe there's going to be a lot of blackberries this time of those two.
Yeah. I've heard two or three people say it looks like they're going to be.
Well, hope so. I mean, maybe it's not going to be no other fruit, is it?
Do you get a lot of, do you pick blackberries when they're around?
Sometimes.
Make jelly out of them?
Yeah, and then I say, I just have some in the freezer. They're good, don't we make pies? Or...
Yeah, blackberry cobbler is one of my favorites. The, you know, you said maybe we weren't going to have any fruit. I hadn't thought about that, but that late fall.
That frost, it really
sure
did, just about got everything. I guess you heard on the radio on the paper and everything about Clinton, you know, just wiped out the peach crop near down that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have a sister.
Because that came right at the blooming time.
Mm-hmm. And some of them begin to form the little peaches and apples, too. Heard one of our lunchroom workers say yesterday, Lee, she said, well, she didn't think it got all of her apples to begin with, but she looked out there and it all falling off then. So, that's bad, isn't it?
This was,
what little bit it'd be high, wouldn't it?
Boy, I tell you what, with the frost and the floods and everything, this has really been...
Have you bought any onions lately?
No, I haven't. Are they gone up too?
Somebody says it's 89 cents a pound. Well, the last three I bought was, I bought 39 cents, but they've gone up since then, I know. We don't eat very many, but...
Gracious
me. See where some of the water was, I don't know where Louisiana or somewhere, but tell me, this, you know, just around the onion crop.
I hadn't thought about that. My wife would be pitching a fit here.
You have to grow you some in your backyard.
Plant some onions out there. I have to quit killing all those onions that are growing
wild. Wild onions. I pulled up just a few in our garden to eat. Let's see, I'd order some of these sweet onions, and then I reckon the rain and dirt didn't do them any good, and I bought one more bunch. I think it was 85 cents for about 100, but that'd be cheap if they make anything at all.
That's right. Kind of, they're going up like that. I didn't have any idea that onions would be going up. I knew, of course, beef's gone up, everything like connected with that. You all slaughter your own cattle and make...
We hadn't in a long time, no. Last night he went over to his brother's little house at Hackburn and got some meat, but they'd killed a hog and we got a ham and pork chops and ribs. Had to put that in the freezer last night. But